I believe in the power of the ukulele.
I believe in birds.
I believe in perseverance.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Imagine the excitement when you get an electronically breathless Twitter message from a dear friend announcing that she just posted a link on Facebook to a stunningly engaging novel she just listened to wirelessly on her electronic tablet. Does this make you feel warm and fuzzy all over and just desperate to curl up all nice and cozy with your, Kindle? Or as we hear in Eileen Landay's Encore essay, does this all too common scenario lead you to wonder where we're headed as a literate society?
It is the 1st of August, finally. I have been teaching since last September and am deeply weary. This morning, I wake up knowing, and the knowledge is glorious, that a stretch of leisure lies ahead. A hammock, a shade tree, an ice-filled glass, an uninterrupted time to read. Savoring these images, I head to my favorite bookstore. There, I look for a book thick enough to promise a lengthy immersion in a world other than my own. I choose Vikram Seth's A Suitable Boy, a panorama of post-colonial India, an epic tale of four families, an intricate tapestry of politics, religion, caste, commerce, industry, business, government, law, family, and social relations. From my lawn chair, I become both an observer and, in some quiet, interesting way, a participant. I grew up in a world without television. Stories came from my father in a bedside chair and later from beloved books. Since childhood, my medium of choice has been books like A Suitable Boy. Along with authors like Seth, I travel down a pathway of events and ideas. A landscape opens and I view remarkable vistas with what seem like brand new eyes. No wonder then that I became a teacher and then a teacher of teachers. And no wonder I am intensely curious and slightly disconcerted by the changes now taking place. At a breathtaking pace, the communicative medium has shifted from page to screen, from the deep personal focus of book culture to the fast-moving, interactive, overwhelming fire hose of news, information, and data that link media and minds in a global electronic network. The dramatic nature of this shift intrigues me. Along with others, I am inspired to wonder, what will this shift in literacies mean? How will it affect how we educate ourselves and one another? What will its effect be on generations to come? This, I believe. As a learner first and then teacher, I will do my best to keep an open mind, to question, to think, and to recognize that any change brings both losses and gains. I will be both observer and participant to help create the best possible new wired world. Just as long as I can have August in a lawn chair with a pile of books beside me as I open A Suitable Boy.
Eileen Landay was the clinical professor of English education, founder of the Arts Literacy Project, and co-director of the Master of Arts in Teaching program at Brown University. She continues to teach at Brown and consult locally and nationally on topics related to adolescent literacy and the arts in education. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.